I am Winona.
I am Ishmael.
I'm Linda.
I'm Gavin.
And I'm Mika.
I'm Martin.
I'm Joran.
I am Pring.
And I am Fox.
I'm Jessica.
I'm Rachel.
I'm Tiana.
And this is Banana Hot Talk.
Live news, live information. This is BNN Newsline.
The Black Friday in the U.S. is coming soon.
Oh, forget about Black Friday. It was a bright Friday if you fancy filling your online shopping trolleys.
You mean the Double 11 this year, that crazy Friday?
Yeah, since the school provides both electricity and internet during the night, why don't buy?
Okay, fine.Everyone seems want to buy to die. Let's browse the news.
In less than 16 hours into Singles Day, Chinese consumers have already splashed out 92 billion yuan on Alibaba's online platform Tmall and Taobao, a feat that dwarfs the $5.8 billion sales for the combined U.S. e-commerce holiday of Black Friday and Cyber Monday last year.Hold your jaw for a while, because this is far from the whole story.
By the end of the day, sales are expected to race past $20 billion, up to 40% from last year, according to estimates by New York-based research firm Fund Global Retail and Technology. Once again, China's spending power and enthusiasm for online shopping stuns the world.Millions of people tuned in to watch last night's Countdown Gala, featuring performances by stars including OneRepublic and Scarlett Johansson, and appearance by Kobe Bryant and the Beckhams. Have you got all items you bought online in Double 11 Festival?
Yes, I got the last one 2 days ago.
Well, I got one left. It still lies on that warehouse. My clothes!
Aftermath of Double 11 finds its way into university's gymnasium. Thousands of square meters of a gymnasium in Zhejiang University have recently been cleared to make room for the tsunami of parcels following the largest annual shopping day in the world. China's Singles Day on November 11th, also known as Double 11.
Pictures of the gymnasium give just a glimpse into the scale of shopping which was ordered online this year. Altogether, 60 shelves were photographed brimming with 200,000 packages yet to be picked up by the campus students. China Post estimated that more than 1 billion express deliveries were sent out in the following days.The tsunami of parcels may turn out to be not only a waste of cash, but also a sea of trash, as numerous products sold online are of poor quality.
Well, it is really a magnificent scene of the long queue for packing lab deliveries in the Xi Street. And here is another really buy-to-die news, and though it is not related to the Double 11 Carnival.
A video clip recording a man beating up his parents out of dissatisfaction with the apartment they bought him has sparked outrage among Chinese netizens.
The incident occurred this week at a sales office of a residential block in northwest China's Harbin City. An identified man is seen beating up two older people who were apparently at a disadvantage and tried to defend themselves by using their arms to cover their faces. And learning that the trackers was the son of the victims, passersby came up to condemn him for his ingratitude. The man tried to leave but was stopped by the crowd.And police soon arrived and took the suspects for questioning. at which point he told them he had hit his mom and dad because...
Knowing that the attacker was the son of the victims, passers-by came up to condemn him for his ingratitude. The man tried to leave but was stopped by the crowd.
And police soon arrived and took the suspect for questioning, at which point he told them he hit his mom and dad because he thought the apartment the body had chosen for him as a wedding present was too small.
Please be satisfied with what your wallet can afford and be appreciative for parents buying everything that should be bought by yourself.
And again, do not buy to die.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, good evening. This is Banana Hot Talk. Banana Hot Talk is back. I'm the anchor Jessica.
I'm your anchor Rachel. And here are our guests.
Hi, yeah. It's Mika.
Hi, I'm Joanne.
Hi, I'm Pring.
Gavin speaking.
Okay, since that our guests today are indifferent, are you too tired or you buy too many things on Double 11 so you don't have money to eat nowadays?
Yeah, now I just eat dust, you know. Well, okay. I bought nothing.
Okay, today we're going to talk about the hot issues around the Double 11. We're going to talk about your experiences, your stay up all night, and your goods in your, you know, shopping mall, and even the money now left in your pocket. And what are we going to talk about?
Oh, nowadays it is exciting to buy things online at the lowest price. And our university, CUC, even didn't cut the electricity off during the night of the Double 11. So, what did you guys buy at the last Double 11? Mika, what did you buy?
I bought some clothes in Uniqlo, and Uniqlo is so hot that like it's sold out in 1 second. So, it's a battle, yeah.
So you bought Uniqlo's online?
Yeah.
Well, it's great.
Of course. You don't go to a Uniqlo store at
locker
room. At 12 o'clock in the evening.
Yeah.
embarrassed.
The sweater I'm wearing now is from the W11 I bought.
It suits me very much.
The delivery is so fast.
Yeah, it's like the second day I got it.
So wow. Like,
yeah.
But in Beijing.
It's from Shanghai. So,
Shanghai.
So I was like, wow, yeah.
I still got one left on the warehouse.
Yeah, right. I don't know. It's just like it's really prepared.
European.
So Prim, what did you buy?
Clothes. A lot of clothes. Just some clothes for the winter I need.
The winter clothes. Mm-hmm. The winter in Beijing is very, very cold.
The week before the W11, I heard you talking like you're picking some socks, right?
Socks.
Socks?
All right. That's not for W11.
That's the socks for the Christmas. We have prepared for a long time ago, right?
You have selected them in the box and then prepared to... So how was the quality of the clothes you bought?
Oh, it's pretty good, but it's just too small for me.
Oh, too small
for you?
Sad story.
Does there a small clothes exist for you? Even
yeah.
You?
Is there XXS for you?
Triple XS. So, Gavin, what did you buy?
Some stuff. Clothes.
Some stuff.
Some clothes, and I bought some hardwares.
Wow.
And two weeks before the Double 11, you know, there was a Halloween,
yeah.
And I bought something from Steam too because it's so cheap, and you don't have a second chance in the whole year.
Yeah, exactly.
You're so desperate to spend your money, and. You just tell Mr. Ma Yun, shut the fuck up and take my money.
For those who have money and for those who don't, they didn't buy anything.
I have money, Joanne.
Actually, I think those who don't spend any money on the Double 11 day are the really rich guys because they don't need to spend money on that day because they can buy on a regular price.
They can buy anything.
No, maybe because of poverty.
So how much have you spent on that day?
Like 500.
Wow.
I'm afraid my mom will listen to this show. And
I wish I would have 500 now.
Oh my god, ask Gavin how much he spent.
Actually,
1,000.
Wow.
Hey guys, that's not too much in CUC, okay?
Maybe listeners will be very sad.
Oh, mom, did you hear that? It's not so much in CUC, so if I buy 500, it's okay.
Our listeners would be very sad because we just said 1,000 and all of us, wow, we were very poor.
What a goddamn poor program I am listening
to. Yeah, what kind of taste am I having?
You poor jerks.
So, Prim, surprise us. How much did you spend?
Well, I can't surprise you because I kind of like spend 500
pounds.
I wish so.
Why don't you buy some food to eat? It's kind of like yeah, the
sanjusongshu and three squirrels.
Yeah, and Liangpingpuzi and something like that.
Okay,
they
okay, stop right there. Stop right there. Stop right there.
I bought one box of food. Snacks.
Wow. I haven't eaten this night. Okay.
So
you should have eaten, or your,
you
know, recycle system would be broken. That you can't control yourself. It would be
okay.
Bad at this program.
I appreciate for your advice.
So, do you like shopping online in your daily life, in the normal life?
Of course, because I can't afford to buy in a real store. It's too expensive.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sometimes the real store is cheaper because everyone goes to Taobao now. Yeah.
Okay.
Really? What kind of shops?
Like the lipstick.
You have a lot of experience.
It's
really
cheaper on the counter.
Lipstick of MAC.
Yeah.
MAC.
Yeah.
Real MAC.
Yeah.
That's MAC.
Just in Chaoyang Daiyuecheng. It's cheaper on the internet.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh no. Oh my god. Oh my heart. Oh my god. I love MAC. I would buy myself a birthday gift now to comprehend. No.
Buy yourself a birthday present.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say.
I have a lot of presents, but I like Mac, and you said that it's very cheap.
Okay, I'll get you a Mac the next birthday.
Wow! Next birthday! I thought it was the next day or something like that.
That sounds like a flag.
What about you, Prim?
We were forced to like it because we don't have much time to go outside,
yeah.
Go to the law and
yeah,
go shopping.
I spent my whole life studying.
Tell me what's your major.
Actually, I hate the delivery time. You know, you just wait and wait and wait. And I keep updating the information that where the goods are now. So it takes too much time. And I kind of hate it. So I unload the Taobao for a month or 2 months, but I live just well, so.
But what don't you think that you have, if you buy something online, I mean online shopping, you have two times of peaks of happiness. One time is you order this, you pay the bill, and the next time is you get the goods.
But the waiting is so fucking long, you know. You just. Keep update, you know. Why is still in Shanghai? Why? It's like driving me crazy.
Yeah,
and it is very
because you don't have the money to pay for an extra expensive express. Okay?
I tried, and it's still slow, you know.
And the place to pick up your goods is very crowded.
Yeah, and
the good thing's worth it.
I often told my roommates to get it for me, so I don't get much in the line. So.
Yeah, so nice.
Yeah, my roommates are the best.
What about Joanne?
Oh, well, unlike you guys, I don't like to buy things online now.
Because
why?
Now. So,
used to.
What's the story?
What's the turning point?
Because I bought a, you know, how to say, a
what
dress.
What hurts you so much?
A dress. It's extra small and it really hurt my heart.
Wow. What a sad story.
And
I
actually,
what
that's what happens if you bought a size of XS.
No, it's a M. So I'm really, you know, depressed about it, and I don't want to buy things online.
I don't think it's the ghost's fault. Maybe it's your fault. You can't watch your weight or something like that.
So I didn't buy anything on the Double 11.
Why don't you take it as a motivation?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I would hand
if I lose enough weight, I can
put myself into that dress.
Again.
So maybe I think I shall wait, and I shouldn't buy too many clothes to wear because I'm gonna be seeing in several years.
That should be good.
And the dress will be out of fashion.
Yeah.
So listen up, audience. If you want to get rid of online shopping, eat more and put on weight. That's the only solution, okay?
And we also talk about the 买家秀 and 卖家秀.
It is. I never posted any 买家秀.
I never comment, actually.
Why?
Oh, yeah.
Comment would pay you some, like, 信用值 or something like that.
I don't care about that.
I like to comment because I often buy things that is extra small, and I like to to type like, you know, the dress is extra small and I hate you guys.
Oh, poor you.
So mean.
Poor you.
So it's wise of you to unload the Taobao.
I didn't unload it. I still keep it for some emergency
for motivation
use.
You know, she looked at those dresses.
Sometimes when I was 95 close, I would open the Taobao.
Every time you turn on your cell phone, you say that towel, an orange towel. You tell yourself,
lose weight, Joanne.
I can't eat dinner tonight.
Wow, motivation.
Then she opened Meituan Waimai and ordered that yourself.
Or I'm going to be away from you, my dear Taobao.
Well, today we'll talk about apps.
Okay,
next.
What's the next question?
Have you ever bought anything unnecessary and felt regretted for buying so much things?
Every time, lots of times.
So give me some examples.
Because
you just bought a coat, right?
Oh,
yeah.
And you want to sell it in
real
moment
because it's too small.
No, it's too big. It's too big for me.
Wow.
That code XXXXL.
Especially in summer. Because, you know, in summer you buy t-shirts and that stuff is not so expensive and you tend to buy a lot and you just dislike them and I just throw them away. Whoa. So...
You can use them to clean something.
No, why would you throw them away?
That's a bad habit, you know. How could you marry someone?
Marry someone? Oh my god.
How could you be a good dad?
Good dad. We're going way too far.
Yeah. Buy something online and your wife said, that's a waste. You can use that to clean the table. You said, throw it away.
Okay, I'll keep that in my mind, Mom.
Yeah, thank you.
And you, Mika. And there's something.
Mika is checking her Taobao.
I'm checking it. I was here in 2015. I still didn't find anything I was regretting.
Is that a bra?
Oh, what kind?
Really? You buy this kind of things online? I don't think this kind of thing
online. You're going too far.
You're going too far, okay?
Don't
check out my size. No. I like everything I bought, sincerely, yeah. This was when I bought it's 2015, and, oh my god, sorry.
So have you ever bought a CET4 or CET6 text?
Oh, yeah.
And I bought it on a real bookstore, and it's like the full price, no discount. And
you love it?
I never touch it again.
Never open it.
It's the key to the knowledge.
So
my dear freshman, if you want some CET4 or CET6 papers,
yeah, please call me.
Come to Mika.
Okay,
I'm afraid that I can't pass the CET6, and I'm afraid that I would to pass it over and over and over again to be above the six. 500.
So, Prim, what about you?
So I just do it in a dress.
Also a dress.
Yeah, a dress.
But for her, it's too big. But for you,
it's so small or so big.
I bought it from the little team.
Oh, that's a big brand.
Yeah, but that brand is for small girl, you know, for the models with slim bodies and...
sexy bodies.
Hey, why when we're talking to Joanne, you don't say that? And when we're talking to
Joanne... Yeah, wow, I'm really set so now. Upset.
Joanne, you're a sophomore.
Remember that. If you can't be taken on your first year in the college as a freshman, you wouldn't be taken in the next 4 years.
Oh my god.
Oh, that means when you upgrade
my heart just broke.
Your weight also upgrades. That's the truth.
Now the next problem. Have you ever bought something unnecessary?
Next problem?
Question. Okay, now the next question. What changed in your life after the crazy moment of W11? Have you got crazy moment? I thought you are all sober girls. Around me, they be acting like drunk.
We're just gonna pretend we understand what did you say and trying to think of a crazy moment.
What is the crazy moment?
Yeah.
You mean W11, 12 o'clock?
No, did you stay up all night?
Of course, but I stayed up 12 o'clock every single night. So.
Why? You have too many homework?
Yeah, you can say so. Did you hear that, Mom?
That's not a crazy moment. Actually, I sleep at 1 o'clock every day.
Yeah,
that's not late.
Why?
It's late.
I'm so busy.
It's late. It is late.
So late.
Yeah.
You would be too sick if you.
So mean.
No.
So
it's
true.
It's a very bad habit to stay up.
I was trying to get rid
I'm
of this.
I'm sitting here.
Mom is caring for you.
Solitary confinement, waiting for my day.
No.
So and I just ordered a funeral on Taobao on W11 day because it's cheaper.
We clapped for you.
Good point. Have you ever bought something that isn't the usual choice you make? Something special? Something's changed?
Yes. Mask.
Mask?
Yeah, I have to say that the air quality in Beijing is so bad.
Oh, that mask is for
the dramatic
mask.
Dramatic mask.
You thought that was a mask for a masquerade.
No, it's masquerade. A black mask.
Black mask?
Yes, I buy it because...
With a filter in there?
No, just kind of medical black mask.
It covered half of your face.
Yeah, I like that because it's my idol's Tongkwan. So that's
so it shows your love to your adults. Adults.
No, one day I will become somebody like my idol. So I...
You become a man.
First, I get his wet. Second, I get his mask. And third, no anything. That's it. Let's stop it.
Oh, we know that the operation needs a lot of money.
Yeah.
Study.
So poor, so poverty like me. I don't have any money to give myself a new face. If I have some money, I wouldn't do that because my. That would have a lot of procedures because my face is too low to become my idol's face.
So the first reason you bought the mask is because your idol.
Yeah.
Idol.
Yes.
And the next, the second reason you bought it for the smoke.
No, I don't have the second reason. I buy it just because my idol.
Okay.
My idol's got me overwhelmed nowadays.
But I think the choice is not so strange. The only one strange thing is your love to your adult.
Oh, no, there is a second reason. The mask is very cheap.
Okay, cheap. And you guys, what is the strangest thing you bought?
Joanne never, never bought online. So print.
Strange things, I guess. I did bought an abnormal things for me. It's a yellow hat.
Yellow hat.
Wow, like, so abnormal. So strange.
It's not green hat. Why are you so serious?
It's like
a dark hat or
bright yellow hat. It's beautiful.
I don't think it's strange things, just things you don't need, you know, because sometimes I bought just because
for
like
fun.
Yes
to
for fun
and
something like garage kids, you know, garage kids. Shouban. And sometimes when I just several days ago I opened my Zhihu app and I saw that there is a new garage kit called Liu Kanshan, and I think it's an advertisement, and I think it's kind of funny, and I just bought it. But actually, you know, Shouban is something we don't need, so that is strange.
And look at it for some days and throw it.
No.
Or just tear it and clean the table. Yeah. Do you buy something for other people, like your parents, your boyfriend or girlfriend? And
First, you gotta have a boyfriend or a girlfriend.
don't.
And for everyone in the locker room, they don't have a boyfriend or a girlfriend.
Prim,
oh man, I just want to cry.
No.
Don't.
You don't know her.
You know her.
But everyone has mom or dad. Why don't you buy something like?
No,
your mother's.
I didn't buy anything for them because I spent all those money. They're already mad
I spent
at me.
I spent my parents' money, and buy things
buy
for them. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. So,
today I was very regret. I thought I would buy the food I bought for my mom.
You eat what is supposed to be eaten by your mom.
I would send them to my mom. My mom. My mom likes chocolate. My mom likes cookies and something like that. But I only have the happiness of pay the bill. The beauty. The happiness is enough. I wouldn't have the happiness of receiving the goods. If I think that my mom had received the love and the present of me, I would be much happier than I am now before. And so, yeah. So I think next, the double 12, I would pay the money. I would pay the bill and send the present to my mom.
And she will send it back to you.
Yeah.
No, I will.
You get the credit and the food.
You don't know my mom.
I don't know. I really
my mom wouldn't pay the present back to me, and that's what I hope, because we always compare the weight between we always compare the weight between us, and she is always much, you know.
She and her mom is like sisters.
Yes, we always compare that, and she is much fatter than me. That's good. So I would like to, you know.
You're so proud. You're so proud of that.
Yeah, my mom. There is a time that we have the same weight. My mom always laughs at me at that because she has a baby. She once had a baby. She has once had pregnant and has a baby like me. But I don't. I'm a teenager girl, but I have the same weight like her. So she always laughs at me at that. I would have much more gifts and presents like food and snacks for her so that he would be much, you know.
She would be touched.
No, she would be much better than me. That's a good result.
Okay.
My mom, I love you. I send you a present just for love you.
I can't recall the question again.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever bought something for other people?
Okay. Ever bought?
Ever bought?
Yeah,
all the time.
Of course.
When you
everyone,
are in a
everyone
relationship.
Everyone should have such experience.
When you are in a relationship, yes.
Yeah,
that's a bad memory.
Oh, don't start Jessica's memory.
So Joanne, Miss Joanne, have you ever do that?
Actually, me and my mom.
You have got the point.
Me and my mom, we use the same mobile IDs.
And whatever I bought online, my mom will know, and my mom will ask me, what have you just bought?
What did you buy? Dubai.
And I say something for you. My mom will say, no, I don't need that.
Yeah, exactly. My mom said that.
But I always send my mom flowers when she was birthed.
Oh my god,
my mom thought flowers are the useless.
Yeah.
My mom loves lily flower because she likes the taste.
No.
Smell.
Taste.
What?
What?
It's so cruel. You eat lily.
Lily.
And you know,
I'm
it's
so
it's
sad
kind of
that we don't got a girl named Lily.
Is there a lily in CUC English radio?
I don't know, but not in this group.
You know, sometimes it's broken-hearted experiences that I bought my mom a bunch of lily flowers this birthday, and the next time when I go back home, I saw the lily flower is still there. It's died away, it's perished, but my mom always keep it. My mom love it, I know, but she doesn't want to buy it. I would buy it. And next time I would be an adult, I've already been an adult. And next time I earn my money, I earn the salary, I would still buy her lily flowers because my mom love it. You hear that, my mom? And it's already the end of the month, you know? And I'm eating dust, you know?
So what about you, Frame?
Yeah, I bought a pen, a pen for my class, for my high school classmate. As a matter of fact, three of my classmates, my friends, they send me
boy or girl,
girls, all girls. Okay. They send me like a
you bought all of the girls in your high school.
No, they're so kind. They just send me food and clothes and even the beds.
Why do you send me?
Because I said to her, oh, it's so cold in Beijing during the even during the form. And the next day she told me you should check your phone to see if you got the fever.
I'm so sorry, I don't have much money to buy it back.
So I feel so guilty right now.
Do you?
I really want to, to buy them some things, but I just don't have the money, you know.
You bought them a pen.
Because
both
it's
a pen. A pen for a cube. A pen for a sheet. A pen.
But are you sure your friend is your bestie, or are you sure she is straight?
Actually, I don't think she's
Stop
straight.
Stop pushing her that way.
Well, to buy my best friend a sheet and quilt, that's some kind of strange, you know.
Sounds like your mom.
Yeah.
But I think it's warm-hearted.
It's kind of sweet.
But I wouldn't send my friend, best friend, even the best friend. Yeah, it's kind of weird. Teenager girl would always send small gifts like lipsticks and high heels, something like that.
Isn't that what your boyfriend should
send you? No, boyfriend don't know anything about so how about lipsticks, okay? And our final question, how will you deal with those waste bought from online? Or Mr. Gavin just threw them away.
Hey, you don't throw them away. What did you do?
Clean the table.
Clean the table. Clean the shoes.
Clean the toilet.
Your mother toilet.
Clean back to the clothes.
Clean your ass.
And you should
give somebody as a birthday gift.
So mean.
I did that a lot.
You did that?
I don't want a birthday gift anymore.
Oh, thank you for not
some kind of your waste.
That's so nice, Mika. You are so nice, yeah?
But I
always give people their birthday gifts. But
you are not involving.
I'm not Mika. Your friend, right?
I'm so sorry.
You're not a people.
I'm so sorry.
Okay, that's all for today's Banana Hot Talk. Today we'll talk about some strange things like what you bought online, like Joanne, his XXXL, but she can't fit in. And Prim, the XXS, she also can't fit in. Oh, what's the problem? And we also talk about Mika, about his weird birthday gifts given to her friend. And our boss, Gavin, who has a special interest in hardware, software, and even his Shouban. And we two anchors are just witness, sitting here so sober, so calm, watching them talking about
just
their
like
crazy moments on Double 11. Okay, we can't talk about this anyway. Okay, we can't talk about this anymore. And that's the end of this Banana Hot Talk. See you next week. Bye! Bye.
Hi, audience. This is Banana Mini Theater.
Oh my God, darling. I just had a huge breakthrough. Must have broken the human limits.
Don't say it. Let me guess.
As far as I can see, you've gained 5 pounds in 2 days. That's amazing. Wow. Okay. Wrong guessing.
Never again. And what I was trying to tell you is, I've spent $2,000 in just one night on Taobao and Tianmao. Actually, in just 2 minutes at midnight.
What? That's ridiculous. Last night was Double 11, the holiday only for single dogs. And according to my memory, you've got a husband, although who's considering divorcing now, though.
Hey, darling, don't overreact. If you just chill out and see how much I've saved for us, you may eventually be proud of your smart wife.
Okay, I am curious now. What did you buy?
I've got us a new coffee machine for half the original price. Half the price. That's $60 off. What a genius I am.
That's a good point. Except for a little problem. I don't drink coffee. What about you?
No, why? It tastes like shit. Only in a liquid form.
So why the hell did you buy it?
Calm down, darling. If you think about it, I've spent half the money, but at the same time, saved half the money. So altogether, it didn't cost us any money.
Oh, yeah. Okay, we can also put it in this way. If you didn't spend a cent last night, we're as poor as church. Now that you've spent $2,000, which is my salary for a whole month, by the way, we're still so poor that even Jesus can't offer a helping hand. That means you actually did not spend a cent.
Exactly.
So tell me, who's your math teacher? I strongly suggest he make a slight change to teaching PE.
Oh, my dear. If it makes you feel better. I've actually spent most of the money on snacks, which means we can both enjoy them. And more importantly, they are likely to support me for 1 week. No shopping for snacks for a whole week. Wouldn't it be lovely?
Now I know my guessing wasn't a false guessing anyway. It's just describing a fact about the future. You're so gonna blow up.
How dare you?
And you know what they call people like you? Hand-chopping people. You should really reflect on your inappropriate behavior and take control of your own hand. We're not rich people and we don't buy things we don't need. Do you know how hard I have to work to earn back the $2,000 you've spent overnight?
Okay, fine. You've got a point. I'll take care next time. Maybe just buy snacks enough for 6 days.
Oh, God, help me.
Knock and talk.
Hello, excuse me. Can you spare me a couple of minutes for a short interview?
Yeah, of course.
So, in your daily life, do you like shopping online?
Yeah, sometimes.
So, this year, how about your Double 11 festival?
Well, I wasn't planning to buy anything, but I bought a lot of things.
Like what?
Like a few suits of clothes and a cup and some snacks.
Some snacks.
Yes. And some books.
Really a lot of things.
Yes.
So what do you think of shopping online and what's the advantages of shopping online, do you think?
Well, I think it's convenient because you don't need to go out of your house to buy something, that you can buy it anywhere. Like you have your cell phone and you can buy things.
And so you think shopping online is convenient?
Yes.
Then how about the disadvantages of shopping online?
Well, I think it's really easy for you to spend a lot of money that wasn't planning to.
You are spend. So easy to be obsessed with it.
Yes, yes. Like Double 11, you wasn't planning to buy something, but you saw it on the internet, and you think,
can't help yourself.
Yes, I just can't.
Yeah,
help.
That's it. Okay, thank you for taking my interview today. Have a nice day.
You're welcome.
Hello, could you please spare me some time to do an interview?
Yes.
Oh, okay, I'd like to ask you some questions about the past Double 11 festival. So, did you buy anything on the past Double 11 festival?
Yes.
What did you buy?
I bought lipsticks, pens, and a birthday gift for my friend.
And in the past, the just past Double 11 festival, have you or anyone you know around you went crazy or something?
Yeah, my roommates, almost all of them were waiting for the 12 o'clock to buy something they really want. But after the 12 o'clock, because of the internet era, they didn't buy the things they want, so they shouted for about 20 minutes. I feel very speechless. So I just lie on the bed at the same time listening to their shouting.
Okay, that is really crazy. So thank you for your taking my interview today. Oh, hello, excuse me. May I take you a couple of minutes for an interview? Short one?
Yeah.
Okay. In your daily life, do you like shopping online?
Yes, I do. I like shopping online very much.
On the Double 11th festival of this year, what did you buy?
I bought some snacks and just clothes or something. But I didn't bought my favorite shoes. On that night, I waited to buy my favorite shoes. But at last, I wasn't able to buy them because they were sold out as soon as it was 12 o'clock. I was angry.
Oh, that's sad. And in your opinion, what's the advantages of shopping online?
It's very convenient and I can buy things cheaper.
Okay, thank you for taking my interview. Have a nice day.
You are welcome.
一个人的时候，听荔枝FM。